WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today we're diving into something truly essential. Cultivating humility and recognizing our personal limitations. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water in this crazy world? You know, juggling work, relationships, maybe even trying to find time for that workout you promised yourself. We all do, right? And sometimes, when the pressure is on, it's easy to fall into this trap of thinking we need to be superhuman. Like we have to conquer everything, know everything, and always be on. But here's the thing, that kind of mentality is a recipe for burnout and frustration. It sets us up for failure, because let's face it, we're only human. So, how do we navigate this tricky balance? How do we cultivate humility without becoming completely self-deprecating? Well, that's what we're breaking down today. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace a little more humility and recognize those limitations. 1. Check your ego at the door. Seriously, before you even start your day, take a moment to ask yourself, what assumptions am I making? Am I letting my ego get in the way of seeing things clearly? Often, we let our egos inflate because we're so focused on being right or appearing competent. But true wisdom comes from recognizing when we don't know something and being open to learning. 2. Embrace the unknown. Life is full of surprises, both good and bad. And sometimes those surprises can throw us off balance. Instead of getting caught up in fear or trying to control everything, practice embracing the unknown. See it as an opportunity for growth and adventure. Remember, you don't have to have all the answers, just be willing to ask questions and explore new possibilities. 3. Seek feedback, really listen. We often think we know best, but sometimes we get stuck in our own heads. That's where feedback comes in. Actively seek out constructive criticism from people you trust. And when you receive it, really listen. Don't just hear the words, try to understand the message behind them. Feedback can be a powerful tool for self-improvement and breaking through those limitations we set for ourselves. 4. Celebrate small wins. It's easy to get caught up in chasing big goals and forgetting to celebrate the little victories along the way. But each step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. Take a moment to acknowledge your progress and appreciate the journey. This helps keep you motivated and grounded, reminding you that even on tough days, there is always something to be grateful for. 5. Practice gratitude. This might sound cliche, but gratitude truly is a powerful tool for cultivating humility. When we focus on what we have, rather than what we lack, our perspective shifts. We start to see the world with more appreciation and less resentment. This helps us put things into perspective and recognize that our challenges are temporary and ultimately part of the human experience. Let me tell you a story a few years back. I was working on this huge project, a real marathon of deadlines and demands. I was so caught up improving myself, trying to be perfect, that I completely burned out. One day, I realized I had become so obsessed with the outcome that I've forgotten to enjoy the process. I was stressed, irritable, and honestly, not very good at anything. That's when I took a step back, practiced some deep breathing, and reminded myself, "Hey Brooklyn, it's okay to not know everything." I started focusing on celebrating small wins, seeking feedback from my team, and practicing gratitude for the opportunity to do what I loved. The result? Not only did I finish the project successfully, but I also learned a valuable lesson about humility. It was a reminder that sometimes the greatest strength comes from recognizing our limitations and being willing to ask for help. So remember this. Humility isn't weakness, it's wisdom. It's the courage to be vulnerable, to learn, and to grow. It's about embracing the journey, not just the destination. Take a moment right now to think about something you're struggling with, maybe a project at work, a relationship issue, or even just feeling overwhelmed. How can you apply some of these principles to that situation? What if instead of trying to control everything, you embraced the unknown and sought out support? What if you celebrated your small wins and practiced gratitude for what you already have? These seemingly small shifts can make a world of difference in how you navigate life's challenges. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. There's a whole community of people here to support you. Share your thoughts with us on social media, leave a comment below, or even send me a message. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.